Wisconsin Point is a spit of land dividing Lake Superior from the Superior Harbor. The U.S. Coast Guard station on the site was no longer needed, so 5 years ago, the 18 acres was listed as surplus property for whoever wanted to bid for it in the federal government. The lone bid came from the Bureau of Indian Affairs on behalf of the Fond du Lac Tribe of Ojibwe. Although a few more bureaucratic paperwork hurdles have to be cleared, it looks like that land will be given to the tribe. Actually, BIA agent Herb Nelson says this is a case of returning land taken from the tribe.
In fact, the environmental person that I'm working with from the tribe, her grandfather was the chief at the time. It's professionally interesting to her and personally interesting. She's described how some of the other tribal members have felt, and I've seen things in the newspaper, and I think there's some very strong feelings about the location.
According to the official request, the Fond du Lac tribe arrived on Wisconsin Point in the 1600s and was given the land as part of the Treaty of 1854. But in 1918, U.S. Steel wanted the land to build docks to ship ore from Superior. The document says the Ojibwe were removed as trespassers, and more than 200 graves were exhumed. The tribe hopes to return to their land within a year. They plan to preserve the remaining burial sites and establish an historical and cultural center where the village once existed. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.